Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Journey, written and read by Isabel Carmody. She recognised him from the holovids and new scan bites as soon as she was ushered into his office. Tall and handsome, electric blue eyes, a great eccentric mane of white blonde hair, and a smile that seemed just a little too bright and wide in real life. William Reichler was fleshier than in the vids, but the visual slimmed down might not be vanity. Cam Cruise always shaved off podge, claiming it was aesthetically unappealing and therefore bad for ratings. When he rose and held out his hand to her, she noted his pupils were dilated. She told herself hers were probably dilated too, after the stimutabs in coffee, and so what if he'd slipped a couple of uppers? Everyone used them in corporate cities. Her parents disapproved of using drugs to pep up or calm down, yet current thinking said it was savvy to make your mind and body serve your will and needs. Her parents were old-fashioned in their attitude to chems, but she suspected she had absorbed their bias because she always found herself making excuses to rationalise why she would not take a pill or a hot shot. You can take the girl out of a Tapodan Freetown, but you couldn't take the Freetown out of the girl, she thought wryly. That was what her friend and co-worker, Eva, had warned on the way to the airport. Eva had also told her she was a fool to give up her apartment, sell off her furniture and books and shift halfway round the world to Europa to take part in research so new it was on the crackpot edge of science, all on the say-so of someone she'd never met. But William Reichler hadn't been a stranger. Discovering his book had changed her life. Before reading it, she'd thought herself a lone freak. For all their liberal inclinations, her parents' minds had been full of blind spots and guilt because she'd been a very late child, conceived by in vitro fertilisation. They never openly acknowledged what she was, and for a long time she'd tried desperately to change herself, to be normal. Then a day came when she'd accepted she could not stop being what she was, so she'd made an art of hiding it. Then William Reichler's book made her see she might not be an aberration, but the next tentative step in human evolution. Her first e-send to him had been a girlish outpouring of admiration and excitement, and she'd received a polite note from his personal assistant acknowledging it. Soon after, she stumbled onto an article whose author observed that humans co-evolved with their technology, and this had given her the focus for her own work. Years later, when she had sent articles about her work, published in Tapoda Tomorrow, to William Reichler, he responded personally with interest and encouragement. After that, they'd corresponded intermittently until his offer of an internship at the Reichler Clinic. His letter didn't say there'd be a job at the end of the unpaid internship, but it was implied, and Hannah was good at what she did. Better than good according to her workmates and supervisors, though their opinion mattered less to her than her own feelings